Colonel Dare, good to see you again.
And you, Major.
A professor these days. Now I'm running the academy here.
Training the next generation of space explorers. Exciting stuff.
Yeah, hold that thought until you've met some of the cadets. These kids have no respect for the old days. Hence what they call me behind my back. Old timer.
Charming.
How come you're still Colonel Dare? Weren't you offered a promotion?
I turned it down. Admiral Dare sounds like someone waiting to retire. I don't fancy spending the rest of my days behind a desk.
Or in a lecture hall.
No offense.
None taken.
So, what's on the agenda for today? Q&A? At least with these cadets, I won't get the schoolboy favorite about going to the toilet in space.
Actually, I'd like you to judge an engineering project. I thought it might be a nice break from the search for the Mekon. Any word of the ugly green thing?
Not a squeak. Total silence. But I know he's out there somewhere.
Well, right now, you've a more immediate nightmare to face. Come and meet the class of 46.
Dan Dare, Prisoners of Space. Dramatized for radio by Colin Brake.
Ah, Peabody, Digby, come in. Take a seat.
You said it was urgent, but Dan's planet site visiting the Astral Academy.
You two will do for now. You can fill the Colonel in later.
Have we finally located the slippery green git?
No sign of the Mekon, not yet.
Disappointing.
Right now, this is more urgent. You know we've been experimenting with remote-controlled supply ships.
It's a wonder we're bothering with the Academy at all if we're going to be replaced by robots.
No one's talking about replacing you, Digby. But on these routine supply flights, there's a little to be gained by including a human crew.
And cheaper, too, I'd imagine.
ISF is funded by an international coalition. We don't have the deep pockets private corporations like Eagle Corps enjoy.
Let me guess. Something's gone wrong with one of these robot ships.
Perhaps. We're not sure at the moment. Two have gone missing in the last 48 hours. That's all we know.
Some kind of problem in the remote communication systems?
That's one of the possibilities.
Dan always says ships need pilots, not computers.
There could be all sorts of explanations for interference with the control signals. Sunspot activity, gravitational fluctuations, deep space radiation.
Which is why I'd like you to develop some tests we can run, in case we have to send out an investigation team.
Shall I warm up the Anastasia?
Hold far for now. Why don't you join Dare planet side and bring him up to speed?
Roger that, sir.
And this is Cadet Spry. I know he's really keen to meet you.
Professor, is the Colonel really here, or is this a hologram?
Spry!
It's all right, Major. I think I've encountered Cadet Spry before, or at least my hologram has. Isn't that right, Flamer?
Yes, sir. You visited my school as a hard light hologram.
And you still have that nickname?
Still a ginge, sir.
And a fiery temper to go with it.
I'd better make sure I mark you fairly, then. What have you got to show me?
This.
Blimey. That's the performing flea.
Which is...
I'm not allowed to say.
A top secret assault spacecraft. Designation FL-8. Designed for speed.
Yeah. What he said.
And my remote control software is a complete match for the system in the real thing. Only difference is my flea's 1/20th the size of yours.
But the detail on this... You can't have seen the blueprints, surely.
These kids could hack before they could walk. There's not a computer system on the planet that they can't get into. Why do you think we're so keen to recruit them?
Computer, connect me with the watch.
Query, unknown contact. The watch.
Sometimes I think artificial intelligence is just as much an oxymoron as military intelligence. Computer, connect me with space station XQY03.
Certainly, Professor. Establishing subspace communications link now.
Hello, Hampson Station. This is comms officer Adam Hussein on XQY03.
Professor Jocelyn Peabody.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?